Marco Werman here with The World and Kenny G's Going Home to start out this segment of the show. Yeah, stick around to hear how the smooth jazz guru has upset the Chinese government. First, in case you haven't checked your calendar, it's Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights. It hasn't yet reached Christmas or Hanukkah proportions here in the U.S., but as we hear now from our friend Deepak Singh, it's a huge deal in the country where he spent his childhood.
When I was growing up in India in the 1980s, I always looked forward to Diwali. The festival meant different things to different members of my family. My mother focused on cleaning, preparing sweets, and on worshipping the goddess Lakshmi for bringing us prosperity. My father focused on trying not to spend an entire month's salary in one day. But to me, Diwali meant new clothes, lots of sweets, firecrackers, and decorating the house with lights. Back then, decorating with electric lights used to be expensive. Not everyone could afford it. Even if you were willing to spend the money, it wasn't all that easy to get the lights. You couldn't just buy them and put them up yourself. You had to get hold of an electrician several days ahead of the festival. And if Diwali was clashing with the wedding season, which happens a lot, there was a good chance that every electrician in the city would be booked. I remember every year, just a few days before Diwali, I often had an argument with my father. I wanted the flashing, multicolored string of electric lights, and he insisted on the boring clay oil lamps. I wanted our house to look flashy. He wanted to save money. He'd usually win, and I would have to be content with oil lamps. In the past 10 years, decorative lights made in China have slowly crept up on the walls of a lot of Indian homes. Indians seem to like them because they are cheap, flashy, and easy to install. The traditional clay oil lamps have fallen out of fashion. But this year, Diwali in India is going to look a little different. India's new Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, has asked Indians to celebrate the festival the old-fashioned way, with the clay oil lamps, manufactured in India. He wants Indians to encourage the local artisans and businessmen. If I were in India this year to celebrate Diwali, my dad would have yet another reason to win our long-running argument over electric lights.
Deepak Singh is a writer and radio producer living in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Do you celebrate Diwali, and do you go with traditional or electric lights? Either way, we'd love to see your decorations. Just share them with the hashtag, #JustLikeHome.